Valde Agua del Cerro is a town of uncertain origin. Despite its privileged strategic position on the top of a hill, dominating an extensive territory from east to west, it does not seem to have the antiquity of some nearby towns, nor are there any archaeological remains that prove it. It is probable that its birth and development are linked to the progress of wool farming from the Castilla of the late Middle Ages. The modernity of the town's toponym would coincide with this temporary circumstance, as well as the possible construction of the parish church a little later and dated in the early 16th century. However, in the same line pointed out from its strategic position, there is an opinion that points to the origin of Valde Agua as a military position, a theory that is supported by the name El Castillo, which is applied to the area of the extreme north of the town. Both theories are compatible, and even complementary, while taking advantage of the pastures of the place and the corresponding settlement of the cattle herd, it would be necessary to establish a defensive and vigilance point in prevention of cattle theft. But with the importance of maintaining land and cattle ownership, the vigilance that could be established in these hills on the flat land of La Laguna de Anavea and on the bed of the Alhambra River, a natural access route from the Ebro Valley to the Plateau, especially valuable in these frontier lands, would be even more so. Along with the territorial establishment of the different Hispanic kingdoms, this strategic function would decline. In the 15th century, the village belonged to the community of Villa and Land of Magaña, which was under the dominion of the Constable D. Álvaro de Luna. However, at the end of the 16th century, its population was included within the Land of Agreda, as stated in the Book of the Distribution and Investigations of the Kingdom Neighbourhoods for 1591, kept in the General Archive of Simancas, which contains the first data prepared by the Crown on the population census of the provinces and parties of the Crown of Castilla, referring to taxpayer neighbours. The province of Soria was divided into administrative territories and lands. There are 15 grouped towns in the land of Agreda. These are Cueva, Beratón, Fuentes, Conejales, Montenegro, Añavea, Daños, Valde Agua, Fuentestuin, Trebajo, Salices, Muro, Matelebreles, and Castel Ruiz, in which specifies that the sum of the taxpayers, all of them, are 723. From this figure, it can be deducted that Valde Agua would have about 65 taxpayer neighbours, equivalent to more than 300 inhabitants. An invaluable source of information for all the towns of Las Castillas is the Cadastre of the Marquis of La Ensenada. Carried out from 1749, it consisted of 40 questions that were asked in all towns and whose responses provide very valuable information on their economic and social condition, population, professions, job incomes, crops, yields, and quality of the land and livestock, taxes paid or received, houses and their condition, number of priests, and so on. Regarding Valde Agua, it appears in two parties, Agreda and Suelacabras. Because the population was divided into two neighbourhoods between both parties, due to its watershed, which corresponds to Calle Real, this made it belong to two different dioceses, Tarazona, because of Agreda, and Calahorra, because of Suelacabras. Over time, and through different documents, it was seen how the residents paid one or the other depending on the slope in which their houses and farms were located. In both neighbourhoods, the scrutiny of the 40 questions was carried out between 1751 and 1754, from which it can be deducted that Suelacabras neighbourhood was the most extensive and productive because it had an area of almost three times bigger than Agreda's neighbourhood. They paid 10 times more in taxes to the Crown and to the Duke of Alba, the owner of the neighbourhood. they had 2,100 fine sheep, amongst other animals, that transhumated to Extremadura yearly, 10 times the cattle that was in Agreda's neighbourhood. There were 24 farmers, 4 in that of Agreda, 22 shepherds, and 4 day labourers. There were tailors and weavers in both neighbourhoods, and only in Agreda's were builders, shoemakers, blacksmiths, a seller of oil, fish and beans, muleteers, the surgeon, the doctor, and the apothecary, although they all provided their services in both neighbourhoods, showing what each one earned in a very detailed way in the statements. The miller and the guardian of the Reb lived in Suelacabra's neighbourhood, as well as a priest, although the oven, the tavern, and the house of the common were in that of Agreda, where a priest, a chaplain, and 4 widows also lived there. 2 plots of what used to be an oven and the blacksmith shop remain today, while the Casa del Común and the tavern are still in place, conveniently remodeled. Some facades of Calle Real next to the church in the Suelacabras neighbourhood still show the trace of its late medieval construction in semicircular arches and windows in the canopial arch, signifying the economic relief of some families. One of the most characteristic aspects of the town is the construction of its houses, whose walls are raised with the surrounding stones, which have very straight cuts. The circumstance and the skill of the wall makers make the walls perfectly vertical, firm, and aligned. Too bad it is a way of construction which is disappearing. The number of inhabitants was similar in both neighbourhoods, as there were 49 residents in 52 houses in the one of Suelacabras, and there were 50 residents in 50 houses in Agreda's, which gives the overwhelming approximate figure of 500 inhabitants, a flourishing population for such a small and rugged area, which took advantage of the steep slope of its slopes to make cultivation terraces, whose walls were built on the same stone as the houses and with the same skill and firmness. There are other curious pieces of news. In Magaña's questionnaire, it is said that there is a coarse tint for various colours, which belongs to Martin de la Santa, a resident of Baldeagua, half a league from the town. The same, it is said, from Magaña, the flour miller who is said to be from Baldeagua. Beehives were a rich industry in Magaña. A good part of their hives were exploited by residents of Baldeagua. It would be necessary to ask oneself about the origin of this curious division of Baldeagua into 2 neighbourhoods, each belonging to a different party, one to Magaña or Suelacabras, and the other to Agreda. Possibly houses began to settle on the hill close to the places where the cattle were confined, a hill whose watershed was from different jurisdictions. As the hamlet developed without becoming an autonomous town, each jurisdiction claimed its rights on the land on which it had been built, and that gave rise to the 2 neighbourhoods. Be that as it may, Magaña's neighbourhood, called Suelacabras, had a local mayor and was a place of secular lordship, belonging to the Duke of Alba, while Agreda's neighbourhood also had its local mayor and was a place that belonged to the king. With the Florida Blanca census of 1789, Baldeagua appears in the party of Suelacabras, not in that of Magaña's, as is in the Castada Vincendania, under the lordship of the Duke of Alba, but also in the Agreda party. This census is very complete, as it reflects the population by age, marital status, single, married, or widowed, and always differentiated by sex, and the occupants that were practiced. We have already seen that until the middle of the 19th century, the town is divided into 2 neighbourhoods. Despite the church and the priest's house being located in Agreda's neighbourhood, that is, on the side of the town that faces Moncayo, it is Suelacabras' neighbourhood that held the most population and the most wealth, because it inhabited 21 of its 24 farmers, probably homeowners, and the 19 shepherds of the town, largely homeowners as well. The four poor people of the town and all the servants of the day labourers of the place lived across the street. The few houses that remain from the time on that side of the street prove these observations. Since then, the town's census records have come to show an average population of 300 inhabitants until 1950, the year in which the unstoppable decline in population begins, similar to the rest of inland, non-industrialized Spain. In all these towns, except in Anavieja, Cerbron, Olbega, San Felices, Valdeprado, and Vozmediano, a very significant decrease in the population between 16 to 25-year-olds has been noted. Without knowing the cause, it is likely that it was due to an epidemic that occurred between 1761 and 1771, which especially affected the infant population. In the middle of the 19th century, it is constituted as an autonomous city council and is renamed Valdeagua del Cerro. The climate is subject to its high altitude and orographic lack of protection, dominated by winds from the north and the west, with cold winters and mild summers. The natural flora of the area is marked by the altitude and the characteristics of the soil, in which the limestone earth predominates. Home oak forests and some oak groves still exist. In the scrubland, rose hips abound and junipers persist. Small at the moment, but there are beams in some constructions that show that there were some large format specimens that were used because of their resistance. And bushes like hawthorn, bearberry, rosemary and thyme proliferate. As for the greater fauna, today roe deer abound and deer and wild boars are scarce. While the smallest fauna is not much more varied, weasels, moles, lizards, common snakes and adders, foxes and badgers. As for the birds, there is a greater diversity. You can see goldfinches, bee-eaters, the seasonal ossetes or swifts, sandpipers, white-bottomed birds or blacktails, blackbirds, calendars and hoopoes can be seen as well in spring. There are predatory birds such as the buzzard, the kestrel, hawks, but rarely owls. Quail is still hunted, but not in the quantities of 50 years ago, when the area was famous for this hunting activity. Today, two-thirds of the municipal area is part of the LIC Sigudosa, San Felices, within the Natura 2000 network, which, although they establish certain actions to protect local flora and fauna, limit other socio-economic activities that would enable the sustainable development of the municipality. The traditional way of life has been mainly sheep farming, linked to the origin of the town, whose numerous corrals, now dilapidated, show the town's livestock wealth, complemented by the exploitation of the scarce available arable area, which was expanding with the construction of terraces on its steep slopes for the cultivation of cereals and some legumes. In the fertile orchards on the banks of the Alhama, which runs through a deep valley at the foot of the place, highly prized vegetables and fruit trees were cultivated, protected by a very beneficial microclimate. Its more regular flow than today, and its better used waters, gave impetus to a mill that served the need of the population. Domestic animals, pigs, goats, rabbits and chickens, and some hunting completed the daily diet, in addition to the abundant acorns of their oak trees, with which a flour of great dietary richness was made, and the numantinas used in their feeding. Madoff's dictionary, 1850, indicates the medium state of the roads that go to the neighbouring towns due to the rugged terrain, that the industries were agricultural and mucking, and the surplus of fruits, cattle and wool was traded. The least known and published before Geographic Statistical Dictionary of Soria, 1829, by Dr. Mignano, provides unique data that, due to its curiosity, is worth reproducing in its entirety. Valdeagua, place of kingship and lordship of Spain, province of Soria, party of Agreda, bishopric of Tarazona, local mayor, 84 neighbours, 332 inhabitants, one parish, one warehouse. This population is made up of two jurisdictions, one comprised in the township of Agreda, and the other one depends on Suela Cabras, the lordship of the Duke of Alba, with no other division than the stream current of the same street that crosses the Traun. Located on the top and esplanade of a hill that divides the jurisdiction of Agreda and Magaña, its slopes fall to the south and east of Agreda's field. At the west and north, they fall to the Alhama River, where labours and orchards are extended up to its banks. It enjoys a community of pastures, work and mountains, with land from Agreda, Magaña and the city of Soria. Cold and dry temperatures. The hill on which it is situated cuts in an oblique line from the Sierra del Madero in the west to the mountains of Pagudo and Monegro in the north. It produces pomegranates, wheat, barley, oats, peas, chickpeas, lentils, potatoes, beans, and all kinds of vegetables, hemp, wax, and honey. Industry: rental and trade in eggs, oil and soap. Women spin wool, hemp, flax. They weave wool and cotton, and they are dressed with grace and decency. It is 6 leagues from the capital, 3 from Moncoya, 4 from Cervera de la Alma, 6 from Tarazona, and 7 from Corella. Contributes 1,112 reis and 8 maravedis. The wealth of details in this article contrasts with the description of the other immediate towns that, except for the population and contribution data, are a literal copy in all of them. From some comments that it is located near the foothills of Moncayo and not far from a lagoon that begins at the end of Matalabras and reaches beyond Daños, fertilizing many areas with its waters. A curious allusion to La Laguna de Añevea dried out in the late 19th century, whose soft basin marks the landscape of the region. All the places and landscapes in Valdeagua del Cerro are both rural and urban. Give notice of the precision with which it was intended to define the places of the municipal term, although some of the aforementioned are not located exactly within the term, but are in the immediate vicinity and border with it. It was a way to facilitate the location of farms or pasture areas. A more detailed study of the names would allow us to deduce aspects that now go unnoticed, such as Los Robledos or El Romeral, due to the abundance of oaks or rosemary, respectively. La Bardera, by the profusion of brambles or fences. Carrasca del Cerro, a significant oak on a hill. The different peñas or peñuelas, more or less important rocky outcrops. Carasalethes, Caramahaña, Caratrevago, races or roads that lead to different populations. Caña Marina or Canada Marina, where the mariners would go to transhumance. Nocedillo, where there were walnuts. La Cirujera, where there were plums. Sardón, low hill of scrub, home oak and Pyrenean oak. Cantinsau or Hinge Song, landmark that two terms have referred to the limit with Magaña. El Trinquet alluded to the court wall or La Nebera, a well where the snow was kept, both in the town. And a long etc., whose place names tell us about the characteristics and significance of places. It is very revealing that from all the places indicated, 34 of them, or 28%, are related to water: fountain, raft, orchard, valley, mill. which together with the same name of the town gives an idea of the importance attached to the liquid element. In recent years, Valdeagua has become a seasonal return and summer vacation spot thanks to the mild temperatures, its panoramic views and privileged surroundings. This has encouraged the repair of many houses. There is an effort to maintain and clean up the town, and there is a minimum of tourist promotion, such as adequate caravan parking in the village, where users have essential services and a favourable situation in a natural and panoramic environment. The patron saint festivities in honour of Santa Maria Magdalena are celebrated during the third week of August with full animation and an indelible sense of celebration. After the two major masses, the mayordoms, or butlers of the Virgin and the saints, proceed to the auction of the bread rolls. This being one of the moments of greatest popular and traditional flavour that remains of the festive cycle. Music, barbecues, parades, costumes and children's games complete the festive days. The rest of the year, two traditional festivities are held. The Cristo del Consuelo and its processional walk through the streets at the end of May, and the bonfire of San Anton in the month of January. The cycle is completed with a calendar of activities that keeps the inhabitants' interest in returning to the town alive. The mythological days, the Day of the Tree, the Valdeagua Cross Race, the Valdeart Outdoor Painting Competition, and the pre-party activities. The City Council, in addition, maintains a particular interest in recovering certain celebrations of the traditional and popular cycle that have fallen into disuse. Artistic heritage. Parish Church of Santa Maria Magdalena. The small size of the Valdeagua hamlet contrasts with the generous presence of its church, which stands out against the variegated set of roofs. Built under the protection of the important economic and social development of Old Castilla in the early Renaissance, it is very similar to the rest of the popular parishes at the moment. A single transept with decorative elements from the late Gothic period, some already fully Renaissance, such as the vaults of the starry roofs. This one in Valdeagua had a previous cover that, because it collapsed, had to be rebuilt with the most current decorations. Subsequently, an entrance with a portico to the south was added and the tower was built. And even later, the sacristy was added. From the inside, the main altarpiece stands out, presiding over a carving of Magdalena in the correct Romanist style. The large canvases of St. Peter and St. Paul are striking, in cold and acidic colours, which contrast with the rest of the paintings, much warmer in colour, and in an Italian imitation style. One of the canvases on the bench represents the Adoration of the Wise Men, and is painted by means of strong light contrasts that imitate the fabrics of Georges de la Tour. There are four other altarpieces on the transept, all from the 18th century. Santo Cristo del Consuelo, San Antonio de Padua, Virgin del Rosario, and the Call of San Jose, who could well be a pilgrim Santiago with the child Jesus. As the sizes and canvases are very remarkable, it stands out amongst all those the one of San Jose for the excellent dynamism of the folds of the robes and the general rhythm of the figure. The Hermitage of Los Santos. In the countryside, but immediately next to the town, stands the Hermitage of San Roque and San Sebastian, known for Los Santos, an exemplary example of rural architecture in Soria. Simple in appearance and rustic in style, being made of masonry and without decorative elements. A single transept with an entrance on the south wall, and again protected under a portico to protect from the bad weather. There is nothing in the interior that deserves to be highlighted, except for the altarpiece, framed by a huge painted curtain that resembles the mouth of a theatre, which displays a crowded decorative unit of acanthus leaves, angelfish heads, palmettes, rollers, and other plant elements, without missing the necessary Solomonic columns of every Baroque altarpiece. It is a duplex altarpiece with two niches that house the figures of the titular saints, of modest dimensions but a very remarkable invoice, in which the general colouring stands out for the intensity of its chromatic range. Today, a bit faded by the passage of time, standing out from the ensemble are the images of San Sebastian and San Roque, made by a sculptor of great artistic talent, classicist but full of movement, possibly before the altarpiece, in which the Baroque style reaches its highest expression. In summary, Pau de Agua del Cerro is a town located in a privileged landscape environment, although, like the rest of depopulated Spain, it lacks services and favourable socio-economic conditions. However, both stable and occasional residents strive to maintain the best conditions of habituality and coexistence and to promote limited tourism that values and enjoys the natural and artistic values of this small population. The caravan park, the signposting of naturalistic walks and places of interest, as well as this informative brochure, are part of the first tourist project undertaken by the Pau de Agua del Cerro City Council. Its moderate scope and all the small surroundings of our area does not prevent it from being carried out with the greatest interest and attention. Pau de Agua does not have many services to offer due to its small size. However, we have a first-rate landscape, unique for those who travel looking for a direct contact with nature. From the town, you can undertake excursions with varying degrees of difficulty, family walks, rest your eyes on the wide landscape and observe the diverse flora, fauna, geology, and the overwhelming spectacle of the heavenly vault that makes up our ecosystem. All this in a climate of enviable tranquility. The caravan park offers the possibility of enjoying it, having the essential services in this modality: access to electricity and water, drainage of dirty water, refueling for electric cars, playground, barbecue and recreation area. The project, focused on the potential visitor enjoying the geography, is also designed for the residents, not only because they can benefit from its services, but also because this initiative allows the people to be revitalized, making it more accessible to other possible companies, respectful and sustainable like this one, and it encourages pride in belonging to a community that respects itself. The investment of the project has been carried out by the City Council and the Junta de Castilla-León in equal parts, but like any common project of the town, it has had the talent and selfless work of many neighbours. The idea came from the mayor and was managed by the City Council. The building project has been carried out by Rodrigo Anton, the writing of the text by Manuel Motilva, photography by Martin Lopez, Eduardo Ruperez, and Roman Dominguez. Graphic design has been done by Roman Dominguez, English translations by Eva Ruperez, Marissa Phoebe, and Patricia Nehera. Yekaterina Dyatolova has done the translation and audio in Russian. Manuel Motilva Ulsar has done the translation and audio in German. And Silvia Motilva Grazia has done the translation and audio in Italian. For inclusive audios, we have the voices of Cristina Zamora in Spanish, Lawrence Cox in English, and Laura Mugiza in Spanish. Javier Zamora has collected all the information of the places of the municipal term with the help of Jose Maria Anton. The sons of both Daniel and Rodrigo, respectively, collaborate with the mayor in preparing the information panels. The cumbersome and essential tasks of general conditioning and fieldwork have been carried out by Domingo Cacho, Luis M. Dominguez, and Javier Zamora. To all of them, our most grateful recognition.